State Representative Todd Lippert is sitting in with us at least for a few more weeks, couple more weeks, as the legislative session comes to a close. Representative Lippert, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning. Good to be here.
And a happy warm day. Boy, you started out this legislative session in the depths of winter. And we just emerged from the depths of winter 2 weeks ago, so at
That's
least
right.
You don't have to
winter,
end on it.
Winter, a week of spring, and we were back in summer now.
You had a busy week as we head into the final full week of the legislative session. A week from Monday is when it's scheduled to adjourn. A lot of work left to do, but I'm sure this past week has been a very busy week for you and your partners in the legislature. Let's talk about a couple of things, highlights here. First of all, sports betting, gambling on sports is the bill did pass the House, I understand, just yesterday. Tell us about that, what the bill is, and do you support that or not support it?
So we passed a sports betting bill that legalizes sports betting in – this would legalize sports betting in Minnesota. At the beginning of the session, I was didn't know exactly how I felt about the bill. I had lots of conversations with the bill author. I did end up supporting the bill for a couple main reasons. One is there's a significant black market for sports betting in Minnesota. This would eliminate it. So you can open up your phone app right now and place a sports bet. It goes to an offshore book, and there are no consumer protections in place. And so we want to eliminate that black market. The second, the tribal nations are behind this bill and gives them significant control over sports betting in Minnesota. And the tribal nations really handle gambling in Minnesota. They're the ones who would know how to do this the best. So those are some main reasons. And then we had, you know, conversations that were improving the bill as we went through the session. I worked with religious groups to raise the age from 18 to 21. We put an amendment on the bill yesterday that eliminated push notifications. So those, you know, notifications you get from Facebook, for example, that say, "We miss you, come back." We don't want those happening for sports betting. And they're also, you know, much of the revenue will go towards dealing with problem gambling and supporting people who have gambling difficulties in the state of Minnesota too. So overall, I think it's a good bill, and you know, its path continues, but it did pass the House.
Now it still has to pass the Senate. Does the Senate have a version on that? Will this end up in a conference committee, or what's the future of this bill?
So there is a version. I think, you know, whether or not this will move in the same way in the Senate is still, you know, is still up in the air a bit. Those who are leading on this, Zach Stevenson and Pat Garofalo, are confident that this will get done. And they, you know, they're savvy legislators. So, I think we can trust them on that, but there's a lot to happen yet this session, and the Senate's always an unpredictable place. So we'll find out what goes on, but it did pass the House, and that's definitely a significant step for it.
Is the House more predictable?
Well, it's a little more predictable for me because I'm on the inside and can see what's going on. But, yeah, both bodies are a mystery for sure.
Let's move on. You had another sin-related. We used to call those, you know, sin taxes or, alcohol. Right. And there was a bill involving some loosening of restrictions for some the small, say, microbreweries, but these are more of the, like, the mid-sized breweries, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a big week for pastors in the legislature with these bills. We passed a liquor bill and passed some significant pieces in this bill that craft breweries and distillers have been asking for in particular. And, you know, craft breweries and distillers are a really important part of local economies all across the state. So these are good pieces to get done. One thing this bill does is it, quote unquote, frees the growler. So growlers, there's been a growler cap in place of 20,000 barrels, which prevents the largest craft brewers like Surly, Castle Danger, and Duluth, Shells, in locally to prevents them from selling growlers. And this raises that cap to 150,000 barrels, which will allow the largest brewers in the state to sell growlers too. The second thing that it does, it allows craft brewers to sell six packs and craft distillers to sell a 750 milliliter bottle. So you can go to Tanzenwald, Imminent, Chapel, and get a six-pack of beer. You could go to Loon Liquors and get a 750-milliliter bottle, the normal size bottle of spirits you'd find at the liquor store. And, you know, it was important to craft brewers and distillers to be able to sell the size of bottle of beer that people are used to purchasing.
Mm-hmm. State Representative Todd Lippert is with us. Did that bill go all the way through? Has that been signed into law yet?
So that bill has passed the House. A version of the bill has passed the Senate. They're very similar. The conference committees were just selected and announced yesterday, so conference committees will get started. And I expect those minor details to get ironed out. It'll be sent to the governor pretty soon.
You'd mentioned the conference committees. This is their week. A lot of busy things going on as the versions of the bills from the Senate and the House get merged. Do you have assignments on conference committees, and can you tell us about that?
I do, yes. I'm on the Environment Conference Committee. We had a good week this week. We were talking about all of our provisions. Colleagues on the conference committee were joking that yesterday was Todd Lippert Day because I was talking through all of my provisions, which I have a significant part of the environment bill, so that took up most of our time. But we've had good conversations on the things that are important to us. I think in our conference committee, we made some connections with Senator Ingebrigtsen, and he saw some of the value in our proposal, especially as we were talking about Emerald Ash Borer and the impact that's having across the state, water storage and soil health especially after the heavy rains we had last night. But across the conference committees, the conversation is really, are we going to use the budget surplus that we have now to address the problems that we're facing right now as a state of Minnesota? And we are pushing hard to say, we can't wait to deal with these problems. We need to address budget deficits in our schools. We have an affordable housing challenges across the state. Families are struggling to afford child care. There are things we can do to really reduce costs for Minnesotans in significant ways if we are able to use these resources now. And problems won't wait a year. Not using the budget surplus in a wise way isn't a good option for us. So that's the conversation broadly we're having in the conference committees. Leaders have been negotiating, and we're hopeful that we can get some spending targets soon and really start moving to wrap up our business.
As we head into this last week, you'd mentioned some of the bodies not being always predictable. Are there some topics that haven't gotten much in the way of headlines that might all of a sudden, boom, come through? And are we going to have any bombshells the last week? Do you anticipate any?
I don't anticipate any major kind of single subject bills moving through. I think liquor and sports betting are the main topics that we're traveling independently. I think from here we'll be focused on getting agreements on budget bills and moving major bills like taxes and education, and hopefully we'll get some news on bonding. Those bills will start being rolled out, and we'll see if we get to agreements on those. We're very hopeful that we will.
Once again, Representative Lippert is with us. You mentioned bonding. That's generally the last thing you do going out the door is get a bonding bill done. Is one going to be done this year? We've got that big surplus. There's been a lot of conversation about it. What are your thoughts, and what do you think will happen?
I do expect there will be a bonding bill. I remain optimistic about it. That should be kind of wrapped up in conversations about how much money are we going to be spending overall. That's really what the leadership is negotiating right now. And the bonding bill conversation will be a part of it. So I expect as we hear targets, we'll hear about a bonding bill. And the question, I think we'll do one. The question will just be, how big will it be?
Okay. Any final thoughts before we let you go?
Hearing quite a bit from folks across the district about thoughts on advocating for in favor or against different pieces, please continue to reach out and let me know how what you think and what you'd like to see. My email is rep.todd.lippert@house.mn. Glad to hear from you. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you for joining us. State Representative Todd Lippert, you're listening.